I'll just say briefly about myself. I'm Canadian. I come from Toronto. I worked at the Community Broadcasting Corporation for a long time as a journalist for a long time. I've been with the Wikimedia Foundation since 2007, so this is my fifth Wikimania. And in my time with the foundation, when I joined, we had a small office in a strip mall in St. Petersburg, in Florida. Since I joined, we moved to San Francisco, and as Tim alluded to, we've grown the foundation's capacity significantly from about 8 staff when I joined to about 120 today. We do have ambitious goals, and we have an ever-evolving sense of how staff at the Wikimedia Foundation best supports the international community of editors who write Wikipedia. And we have a lot of work ahead of us, and a lot of challenges, but we're doing lots of really, really interesting things, and I'd be happy to talk about that, folks have questions.
Thanks, Sue.
Hi, I'm Julio, founder of the team, and well, you people were just here from last week, you heard all that. Congratulations to Kat as our newly elected chairman. A warm hug and goodbye to Tim, who's been done an amazing job the last couple of years. And to Mary, I'm really excited about the AIDA initiative. I hope that we can help in any way that we can. So.
Mary Gardner and Sue Gardner are not related, and our surnames are spelled differently. That's just a weird accident of history that we're both here with the same surname.
My initials are JW, and Sue's JW. And listen, so we'd like to send that over to you folks. Right here in front, and Mike, you've got about 15, maybe 20 minutes. Sorry, I didn't.
Yeah, it's such a great question, right? Because there's so much kind of bucketed into that. It's interesting, right? So Wikipedia is Wikipedia has always been kind of a homely, awkward, handcrafted looking site. It's not a pretty site, right? And I think you use the word flashy, and I think that's true. It is in no way flashy, it's in no way slick. It's clearly not designed at all for marketing people, right? And I think that that kind of homeliness at the visual layer for readers, I think that kind of homeliness is part of its awkward charm, right? It is clearly not trying to sell you something. It is not trying to get you to do more ads. It's not a site that is employing bad patterns to encourage people to stick around for financial reasons because we're monetizing their eyeballs, right? So there's an element of that which is, I think readers find charming, right? There is another element of that which is less charming, which is the notion that editing Wikipedia is unnecessarily difficult. There's a very old technology, and our model for updating and maintaining our software is an open source model, and I think it's probably fair to say, probably be undisputed by most people, that open source does not have a bias towards good design, and it does not have a bias towards strong usability, right? So open source software development tends to be people scratching their own itch, is the phrase that's often used. And so you have super users designing systems to support themselves who are super users, right? So open source has kind of a built-in bias against user-friendliness and against clean, minimal design. And I would argue that design and user-friendliness are somewhat undervalued in typical open source communities. So having said that, the Wikimedia Foundation started making its first initiatives to start increasing the user-friendliness of the Wikimedia Wiki software about 18 months ago, maybe it was 2 years ago. And we do have a visual editor project underway now, which is the soft launch on one of our smaller wikis. What we want to do is we want to make it easy for people to edit Wikipedia as easy as it is to update your status on Facebook, right? That will not in itself necessarily have a huge impact on the number of editors, the number of people who edit Wikipedia. Our top goal is to increase the number of people who edit Wikipedia because we think it's really important that some of all human knowledge be brought to you by a huge and diverse array of folks. We don't think the visual editor in and of itself is going to solve that challenge that we have, but we think it's a necessary precondition, and it's essential to just make it a little bit easier for people to use Wikipedia.
Thank you, Sue. Sort of best served technologically incompetent, draconian policies that
may carry a risk of death depending on the situation. That's a very different, staring a very different problem from a teenager sharing songs with his friends. I think that we have to really say, let's be thoughtful about all of these problems and let's try to find solutions when there are legitimate problems that are narrowly focused and don't impact the entire internet in some ridiculous, horrible way. The last thing that I would say is that I think one of the things that, has to be put on the table here is that the industry needs to recognize what academic studies are showing, which is that the total amount of piracy that goes on is heavily impacted by their business model. Classic sort of typical example, a friend of mine in Israel, when they shut down their uploads, said, "Oh no, it's dreadful, how much it costs indeed." And I said, "Well, why don't you just buy it on iTunes? It's not available on iTunes. Why don't you just do this? It's not available, it's not available. I'm desperate to watch Game of Thrones season 2, but I live in London, and even though I'm a paying HBO customer, I have absolutely no way of getting it on my computer so I can watch it. And I'm a paying human. I'm desperate to watch the show." And so when the industry won't sell consumers what they're desperate to buy, they're leaving money on the table. And they're also fueling people who are less sort of uptight about this than me. You say to a teenager, "Oh, you really want to watch this really cool show?" Well, you can't. Because, "Well, what if I pay?" No, you can't. Trust me, they're going to download it. And I think that we need to push the industry to say, "Look, why don't you sell people what they want to buy?" And I don't think they're a huge proportion of the problem.
Can I also answer for that question to you as you guys are come off yourself? That piece that you come from that? Yeah, thank you.
Activities driven by other groups and directly speak to your question. What the statistics suggest to us, and they are all publicly available on the internet, and JD for the point folks towards them if you want. What the statistics suggest to us is that the decline in the number of active editors, which we define as people who made more than 5 edits in a single run, has slowed over the past year. We don't think that it has completely stopped, and it certainly has not yet begun to reverse itself, but it looks like it has slowed. So, you know, we look at all the many factors that feed into that, and it's not possible for us to with certainty tease out what has contributed to a slowing of the decline of the number of active editors. I could speculate quite a bit about it, but it would just be pure speculation. Let me speculate anyway. I think that one thing that I've noticed already at this Wikimania, when I went to Wikimania's past, starting in Taipei, I would say that the community was a community of individuals who were working on what was interesting to them. And there was some commonality of interest and shared purpose, and some just lots of individuals doing different things. And what I think that I have observed over the years, which is kind of our opportunity to came face to face with some kind of creeping cross section of the Wikimedia editing community. And what I think that I have found over the last few years, possibly starting in Buenos Aires, much more of a sense of common purpose among people and a sense of focus and a sense of desire to achieve particular things. Not so much individual goals necessarily, but people coming together with shared goals. And I reflect upon it at this Wikimania because I used to be a very lonely person at the Wikichips lunch every year. The first Wikichips lunch that I went to, there were 11 of us. There were more than 11 women at Wikimania in Taipei, but there were 11 women who showed up to celebrate the prize women at the lunch. And then this year, there's all kinds of activity. I don't even know what people are doing. There are many different activities that I have no involvement with, right? I think that's great. I think diversity is a theme that editors are struggling to become seized with and to seriously want themselves to drive forward. I think editor growth is the same. I find that really encouraging because, of course,
in the last years and steadily more and Yeah, this is Rich Mann to the DBED group in Germany. The follow-up about the possible decline or not altering decline of EdTech, have you observed a change in, let's say, the culture of debate? We observe, certainly in the US, a hyper-partisanship in the media, campaign and all that. Has that kind of, I would say this sickness, somehow affected your community? And is that maybe one of the reasons why some people are hesitating to subscribe in debate or in editing because they hate to be shouted at, quote-unquote, in writing?
Yeah, so my main qualification for this is not having found Wikipedia, but that I edit Wikipedia almost every day, and I've been doing it for a very long time. And I can tell you, I remember cases back in 2004, 2005, when people would come onto my talk page and lament that it wasn't as good as it used to be, which is a natural human condition. In my experience, the culture, the tone of discussions in Wikipedia has not materially changed. That in general, our community tends to be very thoughtful, very respectful, but also tends to be human, and so people do get in fights and arguments and so forth. And on hyper-partisan topics, we in the community, the very active editors, tend to be quite sort of calm people and really looking to have a calm head in the environment, do have to deal with hyper-partisans, and they are sometimes quite angry and sort of random. But that hasn't changed. That hasn't materially changed. I mean, if you want to see a good, solid brawl in Wikipedia, I'm sure, without having looked at all, I'm sure if you go and read the talk page about the recent U.S. Supreme Court decision on healthcare, I'm sure that there's some very thoughtful, very intelligent people there, and quite a number of idiots who showed up to scream at each other about it. But you could have said the same thing around the war in Iraq, or there's always some topics that people are hostile about. So I wouldn't say so. I don't think that the if it is true, and I tend to agree with you that perhaps it is, that the media has become more hyper-partisan, particularly in the U.S., the culture has grown more sort of compatible around politics in a way that isn't healthy. I don't think that's infectious. It may have some minor impact on the U.S. But that's just one person's view as a
just sort of that I see continue to mention one too soon. So we'll do that really quickly, and then we'll take one very more quick question and then we'll wrap up. Go ahead.
So
Mary, do you want to ask this one?
So to find out what that will be, I tend to turn to places like, if you're willing to write quite directly into 4chan, the Tumblr community, and so forth. I think at the moment there's a continuum trend with Twitter is quite old now, but very short, very repeatable conversations and very short sound bites, but that's a continuing trend. I'm also, I think until I have a teenage child, I'm not in a place to keep thinking about the next big thing.
Thanks, Eric. And Tim, and Nicholas, and then we'll wrap up. What do you think?
The question was asked to Wikipedia as the main wire 11 years or 10. But Wikipedia is still a leading page and it is still very vital. And I don't know if you, I mean, there are a lot of photographs here. I don't know if you have ever heard about Wikilove's Monument. That's a project that was initiated by our volunteers and had got participation around the world. People go out and photograph the monument in their hometown and upload those pictures on Commons and contribute to those. It was a tremendous success and
with that. I mean, what kind of organizations are you actually aligning yourselves with or creating, you know, useful energy together so you can do new things?
Which organizations are you aligning with for energy to go to you?
So Sue can speak about what the foundation itself is one to partner with. Wikimedia BC is a chapter of the foundation, but we operate independently as do all the other international chapters. So here in BC, we are fortunate to have museums, libraries, international institutions. You have an embassy outreach initiative to contact and collaborate with embassies and international organizations here. The Wikimedia community has a GLAM outreach project, which stands for galleries, libraries, archives, and museums. Self-explaining. So we are part of our organization, Community BC, is that we are an educational organization. We want to increase the amount of knowledge, the amount of resources, the amount of cultural heritage that is available online, and not just available, easily available and easily accessible. So any sort of organization, nonprofits, not just partner with them, but also get them to contribute. BC has an amazing number of NGOs and nonprofits that produce a lot of white papers and green papers that sit on people's desks.
Documented So if you could check out the work that I mentioned, if you could open it for you, you could help me with that, and those are
all the things. Thanks, sir. And did you want to add any response to that to the first round of questions? Okay. We are doing